Okay, start to Mishnah Yud Beis. Okay, so this is going to be. I don't know if we can do. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do the piece from the Netzach Chesed over here. Maybe this morning, what I'll do is I'll give a little bit of an intro to the idea that he's going to be talking about, and then we'll see tomorrow. Maybe I'll think of a way to go through it. Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah says. I have to listen to the Bani, says everything, every single time I have to listen to the Bani. So okay, so let's see. So the Mishnah is like Hill v'Shama Kiblum Hem. So Hill and Shami were makabel from Shemayin of Talion. So it's a famous Mishnah. Hill Oimer having mitamid of Shel Aaron. Person should be a follower, a student of Aaron. A kain Oyev Shalom, Roid of Shalom, Oyev Sabrius, Makar from the Torah. That's what Mishnah says. Okay, so Netzach Chesed over here. So again, he goes on the words Oyev Shalom, Oyev Sabrius, right? Oyev Shalom. Again, Roid of Shalom, Oyev Sabrius, and so on. So what he's referring, okay, so Shem Oyev, Yotzi mi Pasuk, Oychza v'Sansinov, Mirosha Tevis v'Saif Tevis. Okay, so one of the svarim from the Arizal is called Shar Ruach HaKodesh. So in Shar Ruach HaKodesh, so there's most of Shar Ruach HaKodesh is Yichudim and Kavanis, either to fix mistakes or to be able to repoil certain things. So in the Kavanis over there, there's a Yichud. It's called Yichudim. Kavanis is a term that we use for. When it's part of like the system of davening or mitzvahs, and it's like rooted in a nusach from Chazal or a particular act that's a mitzvah, that's called kavanas. When it's just sort of by itself, thinking about certain shemus hakdoshim to accomplish something, but it's not like in the context of davening or the context of mitzvah, it's called yichudim. So Shar Ruach HaKodesh is all yichudim. Shar kavanas is kavanas, but yichudim. So one of the yichudim over there, so like I said, most of the yichudim over there are talking about. How to be, you know, in the context of tshuva, a person has something to fix. So a certain, you know, tshuva takes care of it. But then there's yichudim, that the reason was magala, to make it 100%. So that's what most of it is. But sometimes he also says yichudim in order to accomplish some things. Not doesn't mean like to make miracles, that's not. But one of the examples over there is a yichud, that the reason was magala, in order to be makar v'chaykim, in order to bring a yid closer to Hashem, in order to inspire others to do tshuva. So there's a number of yichudim that the reason revealed, and one of them is connected to this mission of Oyev Sabrius. There's a certain name of Hashem that is connected based on gematrius. That's what this piece is about. I'm not sure if I'm not going to go into it today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe. But there's certain names of Hashem that are connected to the gematria, the word Oyhev, and it's pulled out from a pasuk of Oychza b'Sansinov. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Oychza b'Sansinov. Sansinov is like fins of a fish. So Oychza b'Sansinov, like to grab on to the fins, so to speak. So the Roish Tevis and Seif Tevis, the first and last letters of the words Oychza b'Sansinov, you see how they, in the printing, they made it bold. It's the word Oyhev, right? So again, that's what he's saying. Shem Oyhev, it's the name of Hashem that, again, the word Oyhev is not a name of Hashem, but there's gematria, the names of Hashem that are connected with those letters. Again, I'm not going into it right now, but it's Yoytzim Yipasak Oychze B'Sansinov Mirosha Tevis V'Soif Tevis Shulev Kol Habriyas. And this, having that Yichud gives a person, you know, it's strength, it's a skula to get to Avos Yisrael, Avos Habriyos, la'loisin l'shar shem osaknam, and to elevate the particular year that you're involved with, to raise him to his shayrish and to give him a tikkun. La'asis b'hem shir kaima, to build up the full stature of who the person is. And by fixing every individual shama, that helps all of Klal Yisrael. Kim yechzer tikkun odem echad, if there's even one year that's missing, chaser kaima shleim, so the whole thing is missing. Whole thing is easy. Umisparai, the gematria, one thing he will say, Umisparai, the gematria of the word oyhev, right? Aleph vav hey beis, is misparai yodal, right? 14, right? That's aleph vav hey beis is 14. So that's the gematria, that's the word yad. Yad pshuta l'kabel shavim, right? Yad pshuta l'kabel shavim. Umiluai, And if you take the word Oyev and you spell it out in full, right? So Aleph is Aleph, Lamed Pei, right? You spell all the letters in full. Umiloyai Koimas. It equals the word Koimas, which means a full stature. And also Aleph Vav Hey Beis. That's again. That's the spelled the word Oyev spelled in full. So that's the word Koimas, indicating that even one yid that's sort of missing is a breakdown in the entire infrastructure. Like every yid is necessary. So that's the word Oyev. So Oyev is Abrius. It's not like you just like that guy. And if I don't love him, and if he's like, you know, thrown into the wind, then okay, at least we got everyone else. There's no such thing. No such thing. If this yid is missing, the whole kaima, the whole infrastructure is gone. The whole infrastructure is gone. Now, one thing I will say, maybe tomorrow we'll go into more details about the name of Hashem that's coming from the word Oyev and why this pasuk. It's a sugya by itself. But one thing I will say is like this: there. What time is it? There's certain things that are part of like teachings of Baal Shem Tov, part of the I didn't say the word culture of Chassidus, but you know, and sometimes people that don't know the background and don't have the foundations maybe would think of it as just like a nice idea or whatever, but like mechtes, you know. So one of the ikur inyan of the Baal Shem Tov is that in order to be makariv yidin to the Rabbanu Shalom, it's through ahavas, through love, not through yira. Famously, it's a Baal Shem Tov. It's attributed to the Baal Shem Tov that he said nowadays. Or again, nowadays we're talking about late 1700s, you know, in Europe already. But he said that nowadays it's impossible to for a yid, Gan Eden or Gehenim does not inspire a yid to become closer to Hashem. As Baal Shem Tov said, the way to become a yid is not through Gehenim and not through Gan Eden. It's through showing them what the Rabbanu Shalom is, what Elokus is, what Yiddishkeit is, then they'll be drawn to it. Not through Gehenim and Gan Eden. It's through love. It's through Ahava. That's the way the Baal Shem Tov is through Ahava. So where's that coming from? So people could say, hey, it's just Tom. It's you know, it's just a certain sheet that the Baal Shem Tov had, and it works. You know, that type of thing. Everything the Baal Shem Tov taught, it's all rooted in Kisvei Ari and Pnimius HaTorah. So it's like this. I'll just share with you very, very quickly. In the process of davening, we've mentioned this many times. The process of davening, and I'm giving davening as an example because it's like. It's really, you know, step by step spelled out, but it's the same process that every mitzvah that you're doing with every mitzvah and every aspect of Avodas Hashem is that there's some sort of spark. There's a spark of Hashem's presence that's deep down in the sewer system, mamish in the sewer system, and the tachlis is to bring it up step by step all the way to Atzilus, all the way to mamish by Hashem's universe, by that dimension that's holy and divine mamish called Atzilus. And when that spark is raised up to Atzilus, it can now be developed into a full stature, a full claim, a full infrastructure. That's the way it works. So these, there are sparks in the sewers, you know, mamish in the klipas, and you raise them up to Asiya. There's four universes, right? There's Asiya, bottom up. Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, and then Atzilus, right? Atzilus is by the Rabbanu Shalom. The word Atzilus means Eitzel, next to. That's next to Hashem. The word Atzilus also means to be hewn, like a rock that's cut out of a mountain. A rock that's cut out of a mountain is still the same material as the rock. So Atzilus, the universe of Atzilus is Hashem. It's Eina Milvada. That's the spirit. And when these sparks are raised to that place of Atzilus, now they're at home, and they could be developed, and they could become a Koyim Shleima. They could become a full stature in Skavel. And then they become a vessel for Hashem's presence. That's the Tachlis. But the Netzutzei Kedusha start in the sewer. So you have to, they're not even by Asiya. They're mamish in the Klipas. So by the process of davening is to bring them up, you know, through the system. So by Karbonis, you bring the sparks to Asiya, out of the sewer to Asiya, by Ketoiris. And then Pesuk of the Zimra to Yitzira, Birchus Kriyishma Bria, and then by Shmoneser, Hashem Svasei Tiftach, now they enter into Atzilus. And the Arizal is like this. All of these universes that these Netzutzei Kedusha, again, these words are meaningless to us, but you'll see the point at the end. The universes that these Netzutzei Kedusha are traveling through, these universes are each one of them have heichalos, have chambers. Every universe is made of spheres. Spheres are the basic ingredients, the basic components to a universe. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. These universes, these spheres are called heichalos. There's the heichal of Chesed, the heichal of Gvura, and so on. So the Rizal says is that as the Netzutzei Kedusha travel up, the Arizal doesn't give any particular description of what Heichel, these Nitzutzei Kedusha, like, you know, take a pit stop in. The only time that he describes, and it's very important to know, what Heichel, these Nitzutzei Kedusha, have to stop in order to then get to the next step, is by Bria. When they get to Bria, which is by Kriyishma, and now they want to take the final step to Atzilus Mamish, you have to be mechavin, so the result that these Nitzutzei Kedusha not just go to Bria Bechlal, and they just, you know, they find a parking spot, whatever it is. No. They all have to go specifically to Bria, but specifically to the Heichel Ahava of Bria. The Heichel of Ahava of Bria. That's another word for Chesed, the Chesed of Bria. But that's what it's called in the Zohar Kaddish, the Heichel of Ahava. And said the Rizal, that's the only Heichel, from there they could ascend to Atzilus. But if they're in any other Heichel, even within Bria, it's not going to work. They have to be in the Heichel of Ahava. When you're moving from Asiya to Yetzira, right, or Yetzira to Bria, whatever Heichel it is, the Rizal is not Makbid. He didn't say any instructions about what parking spot they have to be in. As long as they're in Asiya, they're preparing themselves for the next Nadreg up. That's fine. But once they're in Bria and they want to get Tatsilos, they could only get Tatsilos is if they're in the Heichel Ahav of Bria. So that's what the Rizal says. So until the Baal Shem Tov, that was Himmel de Gezachem. But comes the Baal Shem Tov revealed, that's Avodas Hashem also. The story of these sparks getting Tatsilos is also the story of a Yid getting out of the sewer and getting to Hashem. So when you're moving up the ladder, your motivation to move up the ladder, or the motivation that you have for another year to move up the ladder, is because it's terrible to be where you were. So you want to get away from where you are, where the person was. But if you want to make the final ascent into Atzilus, that has to come from a place of Ahava. It has to be from Heichel Ahava. That's the only place from which you could ascend from Bria to Atzilus. You want to get to Yetzirah from Asiyah? It could be from Mira, it could be from Pachad, it could be from fear of punishment. It doesn't matter what Heichel it is. Fine. But once you're in Bria and you want to get Tatsilus, which is a Tachlis to real Elikus, it has to be from Heichel of Ahav. B'chochais and Safram Avinu. That's the Tachlis. That's why at the end of time, so to speak, like collectively, Klal Yisrael, we're trying to get Tatsilus at the end, right? So when you want to, if you want to get out of the sewer, the motivation can be because the sewer is terrible. You want to get out of Asiya, it could be because, you know, you don't want to deal with the punishments and the difficulties of Asiya. But you can't go to Atzilus because of, you can't run away from Bria to Atzilus. You have to be running to Atzilus. You understand? It has to be coming from a place of Ahava, not a fear of anything else. That's because rules of Atzilus is, the Pasuk says, Lo yigur chara, evil does not exist in Atzilus. If a person is going to Atzilus and you're going to get away from Ra, then what are you bringing with you? Ra. Because that's your motivation. So you're coming, you're running away from negativity. That means that your motivation is. So when you're running, you're not running towards it, you're running away. That's not coming from the Heichel of Ahava. Heichel of Ahava means that I want this year to get to Atzilus because he deserves to be in Atzilus. Not because, it's just Ahava, just purely from Ahava. So again, that's the root of where the Baal Shem Tov is coming from. Derech Avodas Hashem, the last generation, is Kulei Hava, because that's in the system of the Arizal. To get to the final destination of Atzilus, it has to move from the Heichel of Ahava. So again, like I said, he's connecting to this pasuk of Oich Zebesan Sinav, which, maybe tomorrow we'll go into more of the Pratim, but that's the Yisoid. That's why Ahava has to be the overriding force. Again, obviously, like anything else, it has to be... The motivation and the general mahalach has to be with the Havas Hashem and Havas Yisrael. You know, in order for that to happen, there has to be some gvura and some yira and to keep things functional and so on. But the overall mahalach is again Ahava, because that's where the ascent takes place, from the Heichel of Ahava into Atzilus. Okay, Hashem.